I'm Shelby Herbert, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media and KUAC, where I work in Fairbanks, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Haines, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news, Alaska News Nightly, or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
Hometown Alaska presents Episode 3 of Alaska Public Media's Dracula, a modernized take on the original work by Bram Stoker, adapted for the radio in four parts by Crystal Hyde. The following audio drama contains content that may be frightening or disturbing, including gunshots. Listener discretion is advised. This segment of Hometown Alaska will last for the next 18 minutes.
Inconsolable after the violent death of her friend Luke, young Mina Murray receives more startling news days later.
Hello?
Hello? This is Miss Mina Murray?
Oh, hello, Mr. Van Helsing.
I am once again sorry about the passing of your friend Luke. Rest assured that we will avenge him.
Yes, of course.
Which brings me to the reason for this phone call. I have been struck by an incredible coincidence that bears asking your secret visitation.
I don't follow. Could you rephrase that?
I would like you to come over to my home, along with your friends, Miss Homewood, Jekyllin Suvert, and the Texan.
Quinn?
That is the one. Come over tonight at 7. Bring only the people I have mentioned. Tell no one else.
Okay.
The nocturnal embrace of autumn once again envelops the city as Mina makes for a meeting shrouded in secrecy.
Oh, Mina, you're here.
Oh, Artie.
Here, come in. Don't worry about your shoes. Mr. Van Helsing's not worried about them on the carpet.
How are you feeling?
I'm still reeling over Luke, but meeting with Van Helsing, I'm feeling more and more like we'll be over it soon.
Over it?
Yes. He's been telling me so much about monsters, spiritual energy, and how to kill vampires and the like. We're gonna get whatever got Luke.
I thought, wait, vampires? Now he thinks a vampire got Luke?
We're certain. And there's someone in his living room who's able to corroborate that.
I don't...
The veil lifts, and a man she knows all too well sits, miraculously, across the room.
Jonathan!
Mina!
John, you're okay. I thought I might never see you again.
Oh, Mina, I've missed you so much. Just the warmth of your body and the smell of your hair settles my soul. I'm so happy to see you safe.
Me? Safe? You're the one who went missing.
And you're the one who has to deal with that monster now.
So you've heard about Luke?
I have filled him in. Yeah, you're used in time for Spen Musubi.
Oh, thank you. It's delicious.
I marinated it in my special family sauce. The recipe goes back centuries.
And what's in that recipe?
Family secret.
I'll get that.
Mina.
I'm so glad you're safe, John.
Mina, I'll keep you safe from her.
Jonathan!
Jackie.
Good to see you're still alive.
Jonathan's here? Why didn't we hear about this sooner?
I didn't think you cared.
John, that's not true.
Quinn, you don't need to dignify that with a response.
Right, well, glad you're okay.
Sure.
It seems I have stumbled into something of a friend's quarrel. It pains me to say that we have more important things to focus on. I will let Unison take things away. Oh, there's Spen Musubi waiting for you, Jackie, Quinn.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, as you all should know, I went to Romania to pursue a business deal regarding a lucrative property near the Seward Highway, southbound out of town. My customer was Valerica Tepeș Dracula, an old Transylvanian countess. What I didn't know going into this is that she's a vampire.
A vampire? Like in fantasy novels?
Let him finish?
Yes, just like in the books. She can put people into a controlling trance to subdue them and drink their blood. She can climb up and down walls, and now I guess we know she can transform into a wolf-like form.
How did you escape this thing?
She escaped me. She left me in the care of one of her children. It's hard for me to remember the details from there.
In any case, Mr. Hacker was able to escape and secure a series of charter flights home. A friend of mine in air traffic control kept an eye out for any such flights that would carry a Hacker on the manifest. And sure enough, a float plane landed in Lake Hoot with our men safely on board. I was able to meet him there and get him here, but unfortunately, the monster beat him to Anchorage.
And it got my Luke.
Right.
Right.
You don't believe us, Jacqueline?
I only know that something attacked Luke.
And your scientific observations have only gotten you as far as that.
What are you suggesting?
I suggest that this attack and Jonathan's story cannot be answered by your observable practices. This ancient creature exists outside the realm of science. It is supernatural. And your lack of belief places this creature squarely in your blind spot, Doctor.
I think he's right, Jackie.
And even so, it doesn't matter if you believe him. Who's to say where this monster will stop? Quinn, Artie, Mina, you? You can keep denying what we tell you, but Dracula will not care and she will not stop until all of us are dead. We need to beat her to it. She must die.
That's right.
Come now, Silvert, Quinn. We must work together to beat this thing.
Fine. I still don't believe your story, but one way or another, this crusade will lead to the truth. I want to know what killed Luke as much as anyone.
I'll join too, if only to keep Jackie and Mina out of trouble.
Who said we're bringing Mina?
What?
We need to keep Mina out of harm's way. Dracula fixated on her during our conversations. She's a prime target. She needs to stay hidden.
Unless Mr. Hacker speaks true. Do not worry, Miss Murray. This place is unknown to the beast. It cannot harm you here.
But I want to go. I want to find out what killed Luke too.
It's not safe.
Mina's allowed to make her own decisions, Jonathan.
Not when this thing is after her.
If I can speak up here.
Yes, please, Quinn.
I don't exactly feel comfortable leaving Mina alone, or any of us alone. Who's to say Dracula hasn't been quietly stalking Mr. Van Helsing and John across town? Van Helsing might be wrong about her. She could know where we are, lurking just outside, waiting for us to leave Mina all alone so she can strike. I think there's strength in numbers. I say we stick together wherever we go.
The Texan has the point. Very well, Quinn. Now, next point of order. How does one kill a vampire?
I don't know. Silver bullet?
Precisely. Behold.
Oh my god! Stop waving that gun around!
Yeah, that's gun safety 101! Jeez!
Relax. It is not loaded. But I have prepared silver ammunition to pierce the creature's heart, and a knife to behead it.
Wow!
Now, Jonathan, you remember which home you sold the Countess, yes?
I do. I'll text the address to you.
Wunderbar. Now, let us pool together. Jonathan and Mina will ride with Etty, and I will ride with Dr. Silvert and Quinn. Jonathan, there is a revolver with silver ammo in my bedroom, as they say, with your name on it.
Great.
Now, let's move.
Mina, if I can steal you for a moment before we go.
Yes, please.
Don't be afraid to text me if Jonathan pulls anything. You know my line's always open.
Found it. Come on, Mina.
Oh, just a moment to finish talking to you.
Now.
You think she'll be okay, Jackie?
I don't know. Come on, let's join Van Helsing in the car.
The hunting party sallies forth, riding to the home of their quarry, knowing all too well that at any moment, they could become the hunted.
Oof. I can finally stretch.
I'm sorry. My car's not very big.
You all set, Jonathan? Mina?
I'm okay.
Guns loaded. Mr. Van Helsing?
Likewise, Mr. Hacker. Let's hunt a vampire.
Let's.
How are we even gonna get inside? The door's probably locked. Artie, wait! She left it unlocked.
It begins.
I don't like this, Jackie.
Yeah, we'd better stay close to them.
Right.
The hunters walk into the vampire's darkly resplendent nest.
How about it, Jonathan? Anything you recognize? Paintings? Objects?
No, I can barely see anything.
Here, my phone's got a flashlight.
No. The less we can make the Countess aware of our presence, the better.
All right.
Shh. Wait.
Artie.
Do you hear that?
Artie.
Luke!
No! Fate!
Yeah, Van Helsing, Seward, Quinn, you chase Artie down. Mina, stay with me. We'll keep exploring.
Are you sure that is safe?
We'll be fine. The Countess is looking for me and Mina. I can kill her while you watch over the others.
I ain't waiting for y'all to form a plan. Artie!
I'm with them.
I hope you know what you are doing, Mr. Hawker.
I can handle her.
Go!
Artie, Quinn, and Jackie follow the siren's call as Van Helsing struggles, failing to catch up.
Luke! Luke!
Artie, wait up!
Luke!
Oh my god.
Luke?
Artie, I thought I heard your voice.
Luke, I saw your dead body, your blood all over the floor. You can't be alive.
Oh, Artie, you have no idea how happy I am to see you.
You look like a ghost. You're so pale. Are you okay?
I've never felt better in my life.
You are alive, aren't you?
What? Of course I am.
You're not some vampire's trick?
Well...
No. You're a vampire too, aren't you?
Artie, get back.
No, wait. I won't hurt you, any of you.
I know, Luke. I trust you. I just have to see for myself.
What are you doing?
May I touch your face, Luke?
Come on, Jackie. I thought we broke up.
Scientific reasons, Luke.
Okay.
Wow. Incredible. Your molars have grown into deep fangs. Forgive me for asking, but do you need to drink blood to survive?
I do. But I haven't killed anyone. Actually, if you don't mind, I can show you.
Of course.
Here, hold out your arm and roll up your sleeve. Now.
This won't hurt.
This won't hurt.
Whoa, she's not reacting in the slightest.
Jackie?
There. You can wake up now, remembering this moment.
So there's hypnosis, too.
How do you feel?
Pleasant. A little woozy, but I think I'll be okay. This is so interesting. I have so many things to ask, to test.
In a moment, Jackie. You've had your turn touching my face. Artie.
No, wait.
What is it? I thought you'd be happy to see me and talk to me again.
You died. And this thing I'm talking to is just a shambling facade that Dracula made.
Artie.
No, stay back.
Artie, do you remember what I said to you back in the hospital room?
Stop it! I don't want to become like you!
I said I'll be okay. I said I'll always love you. I still promise you that. I'm still your Luke.
Van Helsing! Over here! Hurry!
I'm here! I'm here!
Oh no.
Professor. So, the fiend has converted you fully. It's just as I feared. Not to worry, my friend. I will free your soul.
Wait, stop! No!
Thank you, Miss Holmwood. The love of your life will now rest peacefully in heaven forever.
Thank you, Van Helsing.
Jacqueline, Quinn, you two are okay?
It was him.
You killed him!
No. Dracula killed him. I simply made sure he could harm no more living souls.
He hadn't harmed any living souls to begin with. He said so.
The vampire is capable of charming and bewitching stories, Suvert. Be careful not to believe a word they say, lest you fall into the verbal web, ready for them to devour.
He's right, Jackie. Now Luke's finally at peace, and after we kill Dracula, we can move on.
Now move out of the way. There is one more thing I must take care of.
What are you... Oh. Oh, no.
Right. Beheading.
Sir, rest in peace, Mr. Westenra.
Thank you, Professor.
Of course. It was the least I could do.
Oh, Luke. I'm sorry.
Do not pity him, Jacqueline. He is in a better place. You will be at peace with his death someday.
You're the one who put a bullet in him? Who chopped off his head?
Jackie, come on. There's nothing we can do about Luke now. We should look for John and Mina.
Yes, Quinn is right. Come on.
It was him. Oh, God.
I know, Jackie. I know. Come on. Let's find the others.
Not long after Luke's final deliverance, returning to the Labyrinthine home center, the group discovers their missing friends.
Mina!
Wait.
Even in their haste, by the time they reunite, they're too late. Jonathan lies defeated, and his love rests under the vampire's hold.
Jonathan!
I tried to stop her. I'm sorry.
Dracula!
Ah, you must be Jonathan's friends. Welcome to my home.
Mina?
Don't worry, she's perfectly safe.
No, she's been bitten.
Now, Mina will not turn immediately, but she will turn. And when she does, she will find new strength, power that she has never known before. The power to find herself. The power to fight, with or without me, for what she believes in, not beholden to what any violent fiancé might have to say.
I'll kill you!
And you, Professor Van Helsing. I see you arriving late. You have a habit of that, it seems.
You fiend.
Yes, I remember you from the hospital. It's my understanding that you went on a little hunt before seeing me. Luke had better be safe.
His soul is safe now, no thanks to you.
I've got you now.
She broke the window.
Don't you run on me.
Jonathan, that is enough. She is gone already. Save the ammo. Calm yourself, Mr. Haka. You are hurt. Here, I can patch you up.
Please, tell me there's a way to save Mina.
If I had to guess, we kill the mother vampire.
Ah, good thinking, Miss Homewood. There's a start.
But I don't even know where we'd start looking.
She flees.
Mina?
She is in a trance of some kind.
She flees west, to the mountains, to regroup.
Fascinating. Could this be some sort of psychic bond?
She flees.
I think she can see the Countess's location. Hush, Miss Murray. Go to sleep and save your strength.
Sounds like we have a game plan then. If Mina can track her movements, we can try to beat her to wherever she's going. Any charter flight will do it. I'm willing to bet the guy who brought me here is still around to get us where we need to go.
Hold on, Mina's in no shape to travel, let alone into the mountains. We need to get her home.
You're right, Jacqueline. We don't want to worsen Miss Murray's condition. I think we should split up. Jonathan, Artie, you are ready to exact your revenge on this fiend, yes?
I am.
Good. The three of us will follow Dracula. Dr. Suvert, you and Quinn take Mina home and keep an eye on her. All of us have our phones, so be ready to send us updates. And also be ready in case our vampire returns.
John, we'll probably need your gun just in case.
No, I'm keeping it. If I get a chance to kill that beast, I'm taking it.
It's all right, Quinn. My mother's cookware is genuine silver. A knife through the heart would do it. I can grab it on the way.
Excellent. Now, let us move. Jonathan, Artie, with me.
Come on, Quinn. Help me get Mina up and walking.
Right.
Let's get you home, Mina. It'll be okay, I promise.
She flees. She flees.
Oh, Luke. I'm sorry. And Mina, no matter what happens, I'll keep you safe.
This concludes part 3 of Alaska Public Media's Dracula, featuring Wesley Early as the narrator, Mary Lou Asiksik as Mina Murray, Ammon Swenson as Jonathan Harker, Madeline Rose as Dr. Jacqueline Seward, Adam Nicely as Luke Westenra, Kim Sherry as Artie Holmwood, Amanda Agnelli as Quinn Morris, Jeremy Shea as Abraham Van Helsing, and Laurie Townsend as Countess Dracula. Written by Crystal Hyde with assistance from Callie Randall. Edited by Crystal Hyde with assistance from Dave Waldron and Adam Nicely. Music by Matt Fabian. Produced by Crystal Hyde and Ammon Swenson. Join us next week for the final installment of Alaska Public Media's Dracula.